I have recurring thoughts and images multiple times a day, and I get so angry. I conjure up so many scenarios in my head that I literally have to stop and say out loud, think what you are thinking about. Just stop. I've never been one that doesn't take care of my problems head on, but this one has wiped me out. I want to go to the other person and confront her with everything I have in me. Maybe you should write her a letter. You don't have to send it. You might shred it or burn it, but you still need that voice. So can I suggest, and I'll do this a little bit later on, but we need to finish this story. We need to let it out. So my suggestion is, if you don't want to, and I don't recommend it, going and lashing out at this person, I do suggest you to write it out and lash it out in a letter. It needs a voice. Or maybe you go on a walk and say what you would want to say till you find yourself exhausted of that story. It needs a voice. It needs to be talked about. And I would strongly recommend you do that. Do not suppress it. Give it that voice. Let it out. So the story is out. But don't forget, it's not just letting it out. It's asking the follow-up question. Now, how do I emotionally heal from that wound? Make sure you ask the follow-up question. And I should have said this earlier. When we let stuff out, we need to ask the follow-up. Now what? And listen to your instincts. Your instincts can help you understand what you need to do next. Listen to those instincts. All right. It takes everything I have in me not to. I read that it usually backfires on you, but that doesn't stop the "if only I could do this." I truly want to move forward and get out of the hellhole I've been tossed in. So I would suggest you give it a voice. You might write it out. You might go on a walk and talk it out, but it needs a voice. And when you're done with the emotional blah, throw up, ask yourself the question, now what? And then write in your journal what you feel you need to do. That would be my suggestion.